Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Roth Conversion Reset, an IRA Millionaire's Roadmap to Renewed Tax Savings, with Pro Tips from the Trenches by Craig Ware, is a specialized personal finance and retirement tax planning book focused on high-balance IRA owners. Its central purpose is to explain why Roth conversions can be especially important for affluent retirees and pre-retirees who face large future required minimum distributions, higher tax brackets, Medicare premium surcharges, and changing inheritance rules. Rather than presenting Roth accounts as a generic savings option, the book positions conversion planning as a strategic response to a specific problem. Tax-deferred wealth can become tax-concentrated wealth if no proactive plan is made. Ware draws on practitioner experience to address both the mechanics of conversion timing and the psychological resistance many investors feel when they must voluntarily pay taxes. Now for possible long-term benefits. The result is a targeted guide for readers whose retirement planning decisions depend heavily on tax law, estate outcomes, and disciplined implementation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Roth conversions as a response to concentrated future tax exposure. The book treats Roth conversion planning not as a simple account choice, but as a way to manage future tax exposure created by large traditional IRAs. For affluent savers, tax deferral can look beneficial during accumulation, yet it may create a later concentration of taxable income when withdrawals become mandatory. Roth conversion reset emphasizes that the decision should be evaluated across a lifetime rather than through a single-year tax bill. The reasoning is that paying tax on converted funds today can be rational if it prevents larger taxable distributions later, especially when investment growth then occurs in a tax-free Roth environment. This framing is particularly relevant for IRA millionaires because their balances can produce required minimum distributions that exceed spending needs and push income into higher brackets. The book therefore shifts the focus from avoiding current taxes to controlling the timing, rate, and compounding effects of taxes. Its value lies in helping readers understand that the apparent cost of conversion must be compared with the possible cost of inaction. Secondly, the RMD tax trap and the compounding effects of forced distributions. A major theme of the book is the risk that required minimum distributions can become a structural tax problem for retirees with large IRA balances. RMDs are not optional, and they can create taxable income even when the retiree does not need the cash for living expenses. Roth conversion reset explains why this can affect more than the ordinary income tax calculation. Higher reported income can influence taxation of Social Security benefits, Medicare premium surcharges, and exposure to higher marginal brackets. The important mechanism is interaction. One additional dollar of IRA income can trigger consequences beyond that single dollar of tax. By emphasizing this chain reaction, the book encourages readers to view retirement income planning as a coordinated tax management problem. Roth conversions are presented as one way to reduce the size of future taxable IRA balances before RMD rules take full effect. The argument is especially practical because it identifies a timing window often after retirement and before large RMDs, when taxable income may be more controllable. Thirdly, conversion timing under uncertain tax laws and changing retirement rules. The book places Roth conversion decisions within an environment of changing tax policy, rather than treating current law as permanent. This matters because conversion planning depends heavily on tax rates, income thresholds, legislative rules, and household circumstances. Roth conversion reset highlights the logic of using periods of relatively favorable tax rates or lower taxable income to move money from traditional IRA status to Roth status. The point is not that every reader should convert everything immediately, but that waiting can reduce flexibility. Once RMDs begin, taxable income may be less controllable, and after death, beneficiaries may face compressed distribution requirements. The book also reflects concerns created by the SECURE Act, especially the reduced ability of many heirs to stretch inherited IRA distributions across long life expectancies. In that context, conversion planning becomes a way to adapt to legal change before it narrows options. The practical implication is that retirees should evaluate tax brackets, cash reserves for tax payments, estate goals, and expected future income together rather than making isolated annual decisions. Fourthly, behavioral resistance to paying taxes before they are mandatory. One distinctive element of Roth conversion reset is its attention to the emotional difficulty of Roth conversions. Many investors understand the theoretical benefit of tax-free Roth growth, but hesitate because conversion requires paying an immediate and visible tax bill. The book addresses this behavioral obstacle directly, recognizing that the pain of a known current tax can outweigh concern about an uncertain future tax. This is important because conversion planning often fails not from lack of arithmetic, but from discomfort, procrastination, or fear of making an irreversible choice, where frames the decision as a planning trade-off rather than a tax penalty. Encouraging readers to compare controlled tax payments today with potentially uncontrolled tax obligations later. This behavioral angle makes the book more practical than a purely technical tax guide. It acknowledges that affluent retirees may still resist strategies that reduce long-term risk if the short-term cost feels psychologically unacceptable. By focusing on decision barriers, the book helps readers understand why a mathematically reasonable strategy still requires discipline, liquidity, and confidence in the broader plan. Lastly, legacy and charitable planning for tax-efficient wealth transfer. The book connects Roth conversion strategy with estate and charitable planning, which is essential for readers whose IRA assets may outlast their own retirement spending needs. Traditional IRAs can create taxable income not only for the original owner but also for heirs who inherit the account. After the SECURE Act, many non-spouse beneficiaries must distribute inherited retirement accounts within a limited period, which can compress income and increase taxes during their peak earning years. Roth conversion reset presents Roth planning as one way to reduce that burden because qualified Roth withdrawals can be tax-free to beneficiaries. Even though distribution rules may still apply, the book also highlights charitable considerations. Since traditional IRA assets can sometimes be especially suitable for charitable giving compared with leaving them to taxable heirs, this topic broadens the book beyond retirement income management. It asks readers to consider who will eventually pay the tax, when it will be paid, and whether family or philanthropic goals are better served by converting, retaining, donating, or coordinating different account types. In conclusion, Roth conversion reset is best suited for affluent retirees, near retirees, and high-balance IRA owners who need more than general retirement advice. Readers with modest tax-deferred balances may find the discussion too specialized, but those facing large future RMDs, estate tax questions, Medicare income thresholds, or beneficiary planning concerns are closer to its intended audience. Financial advisors serving wealthy households may also find it useful as a client-facing explanation of why Roth conversion decisions require early analysis rather than last-minute. Reaction: the practical benefit of the book is its focus on timing, trade-offs, and implementation barriers. It helps readers see that Roth conversions are not automatically good or bad. Their value depends on tax brackets, cash available to pay taxes, life expectancy, investment horizon, inheritance goals, and legislative risk. Compared with broader retirement books, its distinction is the narrow emphasis on IRA millionaires and the tax problems created by successful tax-deferred saving. Compared with technical tax manuals, it stands out by addressing behavioral hesitation and legacy planning in accessible terms. Its strongest contribution is the integration of tax mechanics, future distribution risk, and family wealth transfer into one planning framework. If you would like to support Craig Ware, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.